Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at Hooters Mall of Georgia. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. So many wonderful listeners out here enjoying the day with us, man, talking Falcons, talking Braves, all the things that are going on in the world of sports. And the Braves are front and center because the trade deadline, as Mike mentioned in Guy Talk, is an hour away. I do not think anything happens. We'll see what Grant thinks here in about 10 minutes. If he feels like something's going to be happening here in the last few minutes of the trade deadline for us, but it just doesn't feel that way. And for Braves fans, here's the thing. It's not good or bad. This is right. Not a rebuild, right? We're not getting rid of a bunch of guys to rebuild this team. But as Mike said, some of these pieces you were hoping to maybe build on for next season if you're going to move on from them.
Yeah, in a perfect world, when you have 15 games under 500, you could get Raisel Iglesias to a team for a prospect, and he could be a setup man for somebody. And, you know, we had heard that Marcell Ozuna was kind of a nice fit for San Diego because they've had a big lack of production, I should say, from the designated hitter spot. So that's basically on the Monopoly board of Major League Baseball. That was about the only spot where it looked like the Braves might get some traction. So as I've been reading, we'll talk to Grant, as you mentioned, I just want to get guys off the roster. Let's salvage something. Because I don't know what the intentions are with Marcell Ozuna. He's been really good. He had a really tough 2 months. Seems like he's catching a little bit of a spark of late. Yeah. He's in the lineup tonight. I'd love to keep him next year, but I don't know what their intentions are, especially if they feel that Drake Baldwin becomes your de facto DH when he's not catching.
Mike, I want his bat in the lineup. We've right. wanted his bat in the lineup. And now that he's getting an opportunity to do that on the regular, I think you're going to see major production from him. Hey, man, as we are live at Hooters, again, coming up, we'll also talk about our observations from camp today. That is along the way. But before we get to all of that, Mike and I had a chance to visit with Kyle Pitts today. And the thing that we'll tell you is the energy around Kyle Pitts is just different. And a guy hit me up on social media, Mike, and follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put Him Up, see Dukes. He said, you know, guys, I've been hearing this for the last few seasons, and I'm not going to fall into this trap. We're not asking you to. What we're telling you is what we are witnessing, okay?
Right.
We're not asking you to fall into a trap. We're just telling you this is what it feels like. It hasn't felt like the first year he was here, because we didn't know what we were getting. Certainly hasn't felt like the last two, Mike, when he's been injured. It feels a little different.
Yeah, and the guys really have rallied around Pitts. That's something that, you know, again, Michael Penix Jr. said it in his first press conference. The first words out of his mouth in front of the media scrum was, hey, we got KP the ball. You see that? So I think guys are kind of rallying around Pitts. We asked Pitts, you'll hear in the interview about the criticism, everything else. We joked around off the air about, man, you provide a lot of content for us. We talk about you a lot. But I thought it was a great rap.
All right, we're sitting there. Waiting for Kyle to walk up, practice is over, and this is how things went.
Well.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
We got a lot of questions.
Well. Look who's here. My man Kyle Pitts, Dukes and Bell, live at camp, guys. Look, Mike said it. Your ears been burning because, brother, we've been talking a lot about you in a positive way. Look, we want to see, as Coach likes to say, the best Kyle Pitts. Has this felt a little bit different for you?
I mean, yeah, it's just each year just trying to build on, you know, from each year and just taking the next step for this year.
Has it been really cool to see everybody, like your quarterback, starting off his press conference going, hey, man, see, we're getting KP the ball. I've seen him practice. Seems like everybody's trying to pump you up.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's great to hear that, great to feel that from him, and just have the people around you confident in you.
He talked to us, last week about the relationship. He said it started over, golf. Mm-hmm. Can you expound on that a little bit? Did you see him play, or were you like, brother, do you play? Or how did that go down?
I think it was – we just had like a big big game between a bunch of us, and he was in my cart. And, you know, with golf, you got a minimum of 4 hours of just with somebody. So learned a lot about each other and, you know, just kept building from there.
We talk so much about you as Kyle Pitts is with us here on Dukes and Bell, because as a fourth overall pick, you know there's pressure that comes with that. You're only 20 when you came to the league. And we've talked, I don't expect you to say anything bad about your former teammates, but it seems like reliability at the quarterback position. Do you feel since Matt Ryan, this will be your best chance to have a guy you can really have a rhythm with and do your thing?
I mean, I would say every quarterback's brought something different to the game, but definitely starting out with Matt is I learned the significance behind, you know, being a safety blanket and essentially a best friend for your quarterback, you know, so that he can trust you in those situations. But each year, you know, like I said, it's someone different. Everyone has to bring something different to the table. And with Mike, obviously, you know, we're a little closer in age, I would say. And, you know, we hang out, so it's just, you know, just kind of grow that continuity between each other.
Would you say that Michael is installing confidence in you more so than maybe previously that you've gotten here? Would you be willing to say that?
I wouldn't, you know, do the comparing, so to say, but just more of, you know, because, like I said, everybody's different. But definitely it's a different type of confidence, I would say.
Talking with Kyle Pitts, how you feeling, man? Because I know that when you had the injury a couple years back, it almost like took you a full year to get right. Are you finally feeling like 100%?
Yeah, I mean, I've been feeling good. Just keep getting better each year.
Kyle, let's talk about the offense and, you know, we always get into these buzzwords, right? Usage and, you know, all this stuff about, you know, I don't know if he's being used enough. How do you feel about year two of Zach Robinson's offense?
Just trying to be the best asset for this offense in general. Just going out there playing fast, being the best thing for Mike when I need to be, and, you know, just competitive excellence. There's a bunch of guys on the offense that are playmakers, and, you know, when your name's called, you know, make the most of it.
And that's the thing, Kyle, because we've talked about it. You know, what are numbers you set for yourself? And we've talked about your role in this offense. Do you feel you can be doing more?
I wouldn't say more or less, just playing fast. It's a new year two in the system. You know, same quarterback from last year, from the second half of the year. But, you know, just trying to be there for him.
Because I was down there sitting in the stands for that Tampa game and down in Tampa Bay, and you were just like the best athlete. You look like the best athlete on the field.
Yeah.
Can we see more? Can we see more of that?
Yes, definitely. I that's what I aspire to do, for sure.
Yes, I was. I was the best athlete on the field. You got that correct. As far as things you worked on this offseason, man, I mean, I think there was a couple of tight end events that happened. I don't know if you went, you didn't go. There was reports. What did you work on, and did you include yourself in any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I was a little upset I didn't make tight end you this year. I had some other things going on where I couldn't make it. But just conditioning, mentally fast, physically, you know, getting strong always. And then, you know, ball is ball. You'll have that here. But you don't really kind of study plays in offseason. You just worry about getting strong until you get back around your guys. And, you know, then we'll grow that connection.
Kyle Pitts is with us, so we've understand this combination of golf. You know, you got little man, of course. You got the family, so things to take your mind off of. How much are you loving playing golf? They're seeing you on like municipal tracks. You know, you can get on really nice courses around here.
Yeah, definitely. Just like I said, just playing with Mike, playing with Koo. It's a bunch of guys who come out, you know, who go out there and play, and we just, you know, days we can, we go out there and play and just have a good time, play fast, and, you know, hit the ball in the fairway.
All right, is there any way that I can get Kyle Pitts, look, he's looking at me like, what the hell he's about to ask me? He's looking at me like, what the hell? Is there any way I can get Kyle Pitts' goals for this upcoming season? What are the Kyle Pitts goals? Come on, bro. Come on.
You got to drive to Area 19 to get those. Can't get those. Can't get those. That's personal. That's sacred. That's something I have in my mirror.
But there are big goals.
100%.
Are you greedy when it comes to getting the rock? I don't even know, like, people ask, like, you get a ball, and then, like, last year we talked to Michael Penix about this as well, where you guys, there was a play where he went back to Drake, and I don't know in the huddle if he's like, I'm coming back to you. Are you greedy in that way? Like, do you feel like you have that kind of relationship with him?
I wouldn't go as far as greedy. I would just say just a competitor. All of us want to compete, and we just want to, you know, have equal opportunity, and just, you know, when your number's called, make the most of it.
We talk a lot about, you know, goals. Kyle just asked you, but this is in essence a contract year. Do you want to stay here in Atlanta? Because you can be in a situation where you ball out this year, the sky literally is the limit for a contract.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just living where my feet are, not thinking about contracts. We're in camp right now, so we're nowhere close to that, or that's not even on my mind. But I would definitely love to stay here. I love, you know, I was drafted here, and I was given an opportunity by Terry and Art, and I appreciate it, and just, you know, I take it year by year.
Do you think the criticisms sometimes are unfair?
No. I mean, it's what comes with this game. That's what their job is to do, is criticize and when you're bad and praise you when you're good. So I don't worry about it.
Do you hear the criticism?
No. It's rat poison. No.
Rat poison?
100%.
Okay. Yeah, good answer. Kyle Pitts, man, we appreciate you. Good luck this season, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
So the question we had, and we really enjoyed talking to Kyle Pitts, because I think some of the audience, as Carl brought this up earlier, they feel as if somehow there's going to be, you know, some tension or bad vibes. Some guys said, is he loose or is he aloof? You know, and I said that to a couple of the audience. And some guys, one of my buddies who went down to FAMU, go Rattlers, he goes, nah, man, I think he's a bit aloof. I just want him to be confident. You know, I don't know. Some guys, everybody's different. Some guys can have that loose kind of vibe and go out and be killers on the field. Some guys, you know, they get themselves all psyched up. There's a different kind of intensity. I just think he's heard the criticism. Now, he told Carl, to quote Nick Saban, or paraphrase him, the rat poison thing. Now, I don't know. Do you buy that? Is he going to have that rapport? The one thing I think we do know for sure, he's got a vibe with the quarterback.
Yes.
And this could be the saving grace that turns his career around.
I think he's got confidence, more so than he's had in the past. He wouldn't own that today because, again, Kyle's not going to disrespect any quarterback that he's played with. I get it. You heard me ask the question about, you know, the rapport. But at the end of the day, Mike, I think that confidence is what we're sensing from him.
Right.
And, you know, I was asking about being greedy because what I was hoping he was going to say is, yeah.
Give me the rock.
Exactly.
I need 10 touchdowns.
That's
because
right.
Guys,
that's right.
And I asked him about the contract. He says he's not concerned. Now, that might not be true, but that's how he presented it. Because this is a year for him, whether his career continues with us or somewhere else in the NFL.
He's going to get paid.
Going to get paid.
Yeah.
But I like the fact, though, he's loose.
Yeah, man.
You think aloof or loose?
No, I think he's loose. Okay. I think this is as loose and as confident as I've seen Kyle Pitts since he got here. And remember, you know, Mike said this when he walked up. It's funny because he was literally 20 years old when we drafted him out of Florida.
Right.
And I say that because you look at these guys who got an extra COVID year. Some of these guys are coming to the NFL. They're 25, 26 years old. These are full-grown men versus a guy like Kyle Pitts who – he wasn't even like, I don't even know if he grew into his body when we drafted him, okay? He looks like a specimen, but there's also a maturity factor that goes into this. And this is why I've been patient because of the age, but I've also been impatient because the ability is insane.
Right. And then we've talked about, and we said, is the criticism fair? He says, yes. He said it's fair.
It's
he says it comes with a job.
It's fair.
And then, you know, we talked about, and I said, you know, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I didn't expect him to go, yeah, Mike and Carl, I had two bums thrown it to me. And then the guy that finally got me the ball, his arm went noodle arm because he couldn't throw it. But that's basically what happened. Matt Ryan gave him 1,000 yards. You and I have debated how much is on you, the man in the mirror,
yeah,
the work habits, the route running, all that stuff. But one thing for certain, he's got his.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Biggest fan is Michael Penix Jr. He's in his corner, and maybe this is the thing that turns it around. And then, as we said, Carl, it'll be a great problem to have. How do you find a way to pay Drake London, Bijan, and Kyle Pitts?
Please let us have that problem.
That means we're winning a playoff game or more.
More. Hey, coming up, Braves going to do anything? Clock is ticking.
Grant McCauley, get nothing.
Grant McCauley's coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.